Hello from Idina Marie, creating your prosperous soul purpose business with me, Dina from DinaMarie.com, and welcome. I thank you for listening to this podcast episode, and here I'm going to talk about how to upgrade your self-image so that you can skyrocket your success. Now remember to please go and grab your Own Your Greatness and Abundance Kickstart video and meditation on my website, DinaMarie.com. Sign up, please give your email address and your name and you get that. And of course, I would love it if you're part of my world. All right, so let's talk about upgrading your self-image. You know what? The idea of how you see yourself is formed in childhood. And we form this idea of ourselves from the responses and the interactions we receive from our parents. And of course, from others too, from our teachers, our grandparents, our aunts, our uncles, peers. And of course, later this expands then to teachers as well. And as we grow older, more and more our peers, when we go in the workplace, our partners, people around us, friends. Now the culture of performance and competition is unknowingly created by parents and teachers, where our worth is measured according to how we please them. And just for a moment, just to sort of set the record straight here, this is not to blame our parents for our own circumstances, as you will see just now as I explain this further. Our parents and teachers also responded in the way that they knew how. So, and the same thing as we are doing with our children. So, nobody gets a manual that says this is how we do parenting. But just so that you are aware, if you are children, beware of this underlying culture of performance and competition and comparison that we create. You know, that when our children do well at school, we praise them and say, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. They get first team in the soccer. First place, or placing the first team in the soccer, in the whole soccer team thing, or wherever, we praise them. We are so proud. But we also need to be proud of them, even if they don't do that. Because it's not about the external stuff. It's about the internal stuff. It's about our being. So this whole thing about the competition and comparison and performance led us into form an idea of ourselves. And that idea can be that we are amazing, that we are loved, that we are lovable, that we are the best things in sliced bread. Or it can be that we're ugly, not good enough, inadequate, not going to amount to anything, a mistake. And that can be very sad. And I actually believe that most people get damaged to some extent during childhood. As did I. Yeah, I don't want to go into my story, but I really grew up with very, very, very degrading kind of way. Lots of trauma and violence around money and all kinds of things. I think my amygdala was so sensitized by the time I was born, I actually tried to die. But anyway, this is not about me. So even though we can carry this with us and allow that unresourceful self-image to rule our life in every aspect, we can also decide to change it. The thing is, more than the actual response towards the child, it is in the perceiving of it by the child. Children see the world in black or white or either or terms. And as children, we can personalize things that have nothing to do with us. We interpret things literally, and because we are small and everything else is big, we exaggerate things in our mind. Furthermore, we create these exaggerated images and associated thoughts and feelings in our memory banks. So why am I telling you this? Because how you created your self-image was from a child's perspective. Most likely the events that happened that led you to create your unresourceful self-image had nothing to do with you. It was about them, your parents, your teachers, etc. You were the receiver of the verbal, emotional, or physical abuse of someone else's mindset. You were the receiver of the expression of their pain. So however it happened, you cannot change the past. But you do have the choice today to upgrade your self-image to be worthy of you as a perfect expression of Source or God. Often we can let a poor self-image become a comfort zone and an excuse for not rising up to meet our soul purpose, not rising up to actually achieve our potential, to step into a bigger game. And you can become addicted, like I have been, addicted to being a victim, to the drama of scarcity and lack, that it subconsciously becomes your identity. I know exactly what I'm talking about here because I've been there. So if you listen to this, you may not be this person. You may have had the privilege of having had an amazing, amazing childhood. And for that, bless you. However, if this is you, then just know of what I'm saying here is absolutely true. And if you know of someone else, please then share this podcast with them. Now, here's what you need to know about your self-image. It is the driver and gatekeeper to the success that you will experience in terms of every aspect of your life: money, business, relationships, and health. According to Dr. Maxwell Maltz, author of Psycho-Cybernetics, we cannot rise above the idea we hold of ourselves. That can be scary. But you know what? You can upgrade it. So how do you do that? How do you upgrade your self-image? By teaching your body mind the new emotional experience of who you want to be. By creating a new self-image, you create a new personality comprising of beliefs, thoughts, feelings, words, and actions that demonstrate this new you. Now, just something about the body mind. Your body is the expression of your subconscious mind. Okay? Once your body knows how to do something, it takes over. Once you've learned physically to sit on a chair, you don't think about that, your body knows how to do that. All right? So whatever we think about, it drops down, if you can, as it were, into the body, and the body takes over. Now, what you need to be careful of is that your body mind can actually take over your life. And this is the autopilot. This is the 65,000 thoughts that we think about every day. Is your body just going through the motions? And of course, your subconscious mind and the ego mind likes to keep this very, very safe and comfort in your comfort zone, even though it's miserable. It's familiar. That is the key word for the subconscious. It wants to keep everything familiar. So whenever you venture out, the body mind says, whoa, what's happening here? It's like a thermostat, built-in thermostat. When you step too far out, you subconsciously organize the conditions so that you can come back to your normal way of being. Okay, so this takes hard work. This takes hard work. There's no beat around the bush. I'm not going to tell you it's easy, but you know what? The rewards are amazing. If you can just decide, make a decision, you're changing now. And you're telling your body, listen, I am the mind. I'm doing that now. Whenever I get this thought, I say, I release you, and also I choose my thoughts. I choose my thoughts. I am the mind, not you, body. I am the mind, okay? And this sounds very dramatic, but it's necessary to change your way of being. So first, what we're going to do this, first you create a list of how you wish to think about yourself. What is the most ideal self-image you would like to have? How would you like to think about you? How would that make you feel? What would you like to say to yourself when you feel that way? How would your self-talk change if you appreciate yourself? How would you act if you were this grand version of you? Okay, so write grand self-talk. Write the way that God sees you as a magnificent, unique expression with this most beautiful talents. You are divine. So write that down. Write how the divine sees you. You have the divine in you and you are in the divine. Okay, so, and once you've done that now, and really elaborate, really paint the picture of the best you, then here is a daily practice for you. When you wake up, still in bed, you're just waking up, immediately and intentionally think the thoughts of your most ideal self. Okay, so obviously you're going to write these down. You're going to repeat them to yourself a number of times so that you know them. And you can also record them on your phone. Record them on your phone and if you listen to it. All right, put some music behind it. Just feel that amazing feeling. And any time after that, if there's an unresourceful thought or some kind of doubt or some kind of fear comes along, you just say, listen, I don't care about you. I want to feel this amazing feeling. Okay, so when you wake up, immediately and intentionally think the thoughts of your most ideal self and visualize yourself as that person. And feel that confidence and appreciation for being an expression of Source. Make a snapshot of this image and these emotions. And next, from this state of confidence and appreciation, design your day and rehearse everything that you have on your agenda. Do this at least 3 times. Fully in the experience. Now I have to tell you that this for me is quite a challenge to get into that experience. But it does take practice. It takes practice, but it gets better all the time. So it's, and when you do that, when you get it right that you're in that experience, it is absolutely bliss. Now, during the day, frequently and before any action is taken by you, think again of and recall that snapshot of the ideal image of you. Feel the emotions and act as if you are that ideal self. And every time you feel, because remember, I just said earlier, we have these 65,000 thoughts, and of course, they want airtime. Okay, your body mind wants to keep you in the same place. So if you start thinking deliberately something else, it's going to come back with, it's like an army coming back in full force. So you have to be relentless. So every half an hour, every 10 minutes, anytime you feel a hint of an unresourceful space, and a feeling, immediately recall that snapshot and feel good and then carry on, okay? And then also last but not least, when you go to bed, feel sincere and deep gratitude about yourself and your life. And have compassion for yourself. be gentle, because remember, we have built these highways in our brains for a long time. We cannot expect to change it overnight. But it's an adventure, it's a new way of being, and it's so sweet. So I wish you commitment and absolute relentless practice in this. And let me know how it goes. Okay, so doing this practice repeatedly, it will not only become a habit, but you will actually become your ideal self. Right, I hope you enjoyed this. So remember to go to my website, dinamaree.com, and get your own, your free Own Your Greatness and Abundance Kickstart meditation and video on my website. I'll chat to you soon. Bye for now.